About 200 young people and their supporters gathered at the Capitol in Hartford Friday to demand action on climate change. Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports.
I say climate, you say justice. Climate!
Justice!
Climate!
Justice!
13-year-old Taya Tuchillo took the day off from school in Canton to protest against climate change.
Global warming will affect a lot of people, and it should be something we're worrying about.
She's carrying a sign that says, not a prediction, a reality. It's got a polar bear at the top walking across crumbling ice. Her mom, Susanna, considers today an important field trip.
I really wanted to know that people around the world, they're really going to feel the brunt of this, and I just wanted to recognize that.
Students from across the state and region left school early to take part in the protest. It's part of a nationwide effort organized by U.S. Youth Climate Strikes. They're asking the federal government to declare a climate emergency and end fossil fuel use. They also want to see lawmakers approve what's being called a Green New Deal.
Some of the Green New Deal's main goals are to create net zero greenhouse gas emissions.
High schooler Senna Wazer.
Create millions of good, high-wage jobs. Secure the U.S. for future generations. And promote justice and equity by stopping historic oppression.
9 people took the podium to rally the crowd. But within the crowd is where the creativity came alive. One sign said, I'm with her, with the drawing of the earth. Another read, the climate is changing. Why aren't we? A boy from Simsbury carried one that said, the sea levels are rising, so are we.
And our lawmakers are not doing enough to help us, so we are taking a stand.
Kira Ortoliva is a high school senior from Milford. She helped organize the protest and was the last to speak. She finished by quoting Charlie Chaplin's character from the 1940 film, The Great Dictator.
Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men with machine minds and machine hearts. You're not machines. You're not cattle. You are people. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us use that power and let us fight.
David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.